Okay, we're holding Simen Resh Chaf Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Beis. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, page Kuf Lamaches. Welcome to Torah Anytime. We're going to finish Resh Chaf Aleph, which is the halachas of making a bracha when it rains, which we said is not so common these days to make this bracha. And then we'll start Resh Chaf Beis, the brachas of Haidas, Hatoy V'Hara. If someone hears good news, if someone hears not such good news, do they make any brachas? Here we go. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Al-Chazan the Mechaber outside. The Mechaber says, if there was a drought, there was not enough rain, and then rain comes. So if you don't have any field, you make a bracha of Maidim, a particular bracha that the Mechaber brought down in Sif Beis. Maidim anach melach Hashem alakinu akol tipa betipa, etc. If you have your own field and you have it b'shutvis with a yid, you make a bracha of Hatoy v'hametiv. Hatoy is good to me, v'hametiv, and he's good to others also. If you have your own field and you own it by yourself, you make a she'achiyanu. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, v'im ein lo, if you don't have a shutif with you in your field, zok the Mishnah Berurah Haraya Nilos, someone sees the Nile River Kishu Katan when it's small, you see it again when it got large. You're happy that it got so large. You make a bracha, even though you don't have any land. Now this is interesting because we said before, if it rains and it did not rain for a long time, you only make the bracha of shechianu if you have a sadeh, you have a field. And here we're saying that everyone would make this bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah, what's the pshat? Kibin hu bam izman lezman, since it comes only from time to time, that the Nile overflows like that, hunena, you get pleasure from that, and you're happy with it. Like gara, may adam harayas chaver v'samach sameach b'riyasei mevarach shechianu. Just like a person who sees his friend only from time to time, he's happy to see his friend, there is a bracha of shechianu for that. So too, if someone's happy when they see the Nile River, when it overflows and they get pleasure from that, they also would make a shechianu. Someone who sees it every single day, after any even though on this day it got larger than the day before, he still don't make a bracha. The kamakama bata bahanar, each small amount that got larger was bottled because it was not enough by itself to make a bracha, and it didn't happen all in one shot where you just saw it so much larger than the time before. Vimroya mayim shebeklig. If you see water in the klig, what's the klig? It's a part of the Nile that gets is a little bit wider, it spreads out bigger than the rest of the river. If you already saw the overflowing water in its place in the Nile, I think it's referring to overflowing water in the Nile, not just any water in the Nile. Then you don't make a bracha when you see the klig, the part where the river spreads out. If you only see it now, people are very happy when they see this. I guess the abundance of water in this klig is something which they benefit from and they enjoy seeing it. Therefore, they make a bracha on that. This is if you have a field by yourself. You make shechianu levad v'loya teiv hametiv. You don't make a teiv hametiv. Afilu yesh le'shutiv kuti, even if you have a goyish shutiv, l'mirki shutiv l'zeh, you only make a bracha teiv hametiv if you have a yiddish shutiv, not a goyish shutiv. So v'kot in zayin yeshoyim in ha'ashem me'ashe yordu. Even though you did not see, this is the Ramah. The Ramah said, if you hear that rain came down, you make a bracha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, you did not see it yourself. Rak shama me'acherim sheyordu g'sham misada shaloi. You heard from others that rain came down in your field. There was a drought and you are home. You did not see your field and you get the news that it's raining in your field. You could make the bracha then. Hatev hametiv is if you have a shutif. Just like by roya ba'atzmai, you make hatev hametiv if you have a shutif. If the field is only yours, then you make a shechianu. Same halacha as before. The chiddush of the Ramah is that even if you don't see it, you can trust someone else. However, if you don't have a field and you didn't see it yourself, then you don't make a bracha. The first opinion here, the Magen Avraham, the Chayei Adam hold, that the bracha of Moedim that's brought down in Siv Beis and Reish Chaf Aleph That in this sif, this bracha of ma'idim, that's only when you see it yourself and you have no field. If you have no field but you don't see it yourself, you only hear from someone else, you don't make ma'idim. V'shita mekubet says masik b'seif devar v'ein chilek klal bin rei l'shemeya. There's no difference whether you see or you hear. V'yachal levar ev brichas ma'idim afilu b'shemeya mekomakim near the suffix brachas ahakel. V'shita mekubet says you could make the bracha of ma'idim even when you just hear about it and you don't see it. However, suffix brachas ahakel, and therefore if someone only hears about rain in a place that had a drought, you would not make ma'idim if you don't have a field that benefited from the rain. And like we said in the beginning today, and we spoke on it yesterday, Shir, from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita B'Shem Nechazinish, one of the reasons perhaps why we don't make the bracha these days is because of the global world that we live in. We always have the ability to import food from other places, and it's not like we're going to starve if there's a drought in one place. And like I said last time, I don't know 100% if people do make this bracha, if they don't make this bracha. I personally never heard of it, but it could be that there are places that make it. Zog simen reishchav beis. Birchas ha'idos ha'toy v'hara. In this simen, we're going to learn when a person makes a bracha ha'toy v'hameitev or shechiyonu on a good shmua, he heard good news, or someone makes a bracha of dayin ha'emes on bad news, and we'll see if a person makes a bracha when he gets married. What if he marries a girl who he does not want to marry just for her money? Does he make a bracha then? Let's see. Zakta mechaber sif aleph al shmuy shehin tayvis loy levadim varav shechiyonu. If someone hears good news and it's good for him only, he makes a shechiyonu. Shehin tayvis loy laachem varav hatayv hametiv. If it's good for him and for others, then he makes hatayv hametiv. Zak sif kan aleph in the mishnah brura v'dafka kishom b'mpi adam neman. This is only if you hear from someone trustworthy. Zeha adam ra ba'atme. This person saw it himself. Whether it's good news that you would make a hatev hametev or a shechiyanu, bein shmua ra shetzarich levarach ladayin ames. Whether it's not good news which you would make a dayin ames, bein hamagin neman, but the person saying is not believed, not trustworthy. Oisha hamagav ra baatzmei leivarach. You don't make a bracha. So a lot of times, especially these days with the news and the media, you have to first know if the media is trustworthy, and even if it is, you have to know if the person saying it saw it themselves or they're just repeating secondhand news. Although, I'm just thinking out loud to myself, I don't know if it has any halachic ramifications, but it could be due to the world that we live in and the way that news travels around so fast, and it's so easily verifiable that maybe even if someone did not see it themselves and it's on the news station, a few news stations where it's clearly something which a person, which usually means that it happened, that maybe would be considered good enough to make a bracha, or perhaps we could say no. At the end of the day, the qualifications that Chazal required was that the person telling it to you saw it themselves. I don't know. If you hear that someone who stole from you was captured and now you're going to get back what he stole, don't make the bracha until the gzela is returned to you. A poor man, and he has no money, and he therefore is forced, or he feels coerced to marry a very rich woman. He makes two brachas. He's married and he's getting all the riches. He's stuck with this rich woman who doesn't want to marry. It would appear to me that Mishnah Berurah says, we don't make these brachas so much these days. Also not so happy about making these brachas. And the side number two in the Dirshu quotes the Maruk Tzia. Says Sham Kosav Shekivin Shevra Oisa V'Esratza Lisa Oisa. He saw this woman. He saw this wealthy woman, and he wanted to marry her. Ema Levarich Al Nisuin Dayan Emes. Because at the end of the day, he saw her and he was Nisratza to marry her. You can't make a Dayan Emes on that. Elishmi Idach Ema Levarich Atayv HaMeitav. However, don't make a Atayv HaMeitav. He would have rather have married someone else. And later, I'm skipping a few lines, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, that the reason we don't make Shechiyonu when the person gets married these days is because B'shas the Erisin, the Simcha is not Shlema yet, it's not a full Simcha. B'shas the Nisuin, the Simcha is Nigmar, and then you can't make a Bracha because the Erisin already finished. And then he adds, and even these days where we do the Erisin and Nisuin at one time, you still don't make a Bracha. Kivinship is manchin nasu benifrin lebirchu afano im mevarchim. Since they used to make them separately, they used to have 6 months a year between Erisin and Nisuin, and they would have that separation. So these days, even though we make the Erisin and the Nisuin right one after the next, we only make a hefsek of the Kriyas Ksuva. Still, we don't make a bracha of Shechiyonu when a person gets married. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Beis Shmuyis Naka Balashin Rabim Laharishim Shama Kama Shmuyis of Asachas Dalei Bevarchachas. Person hears a lot of good news at one time and makes only one bracha. We're discussing when a person actually has simcha from the shmua and he has tar, that's why he would make the brachas of Hatoyva Hametiv or Shechianu and the bracha of Dayan Ha'emes. Zak the Machaber said, Beza, Shmuis, Rois, Mavarach, Barachata, Hashem, Lakin, Melchoyanum, Dayan Ha'emes. No Mishnah Brura on this, but the Bir Halacha says, the Al Shmuis Rois, the Bir Halacha says, whether they're bad for him or also for others, he make a Dayan Ha'emes. And the next Bir Halacha says, and he explains over there, and I'll read it outside, that the bracha of Dayan Ha'emes is not just for unfortunate news. It's when a person had something and they lost it. He says, let's say a person, he really badly wanted a ben zachar. He hears that his wife gave birth to a girl, to a nekeva. Such a person would not make a Dayan Ha'emes. He didn't have anything which he lost. He just didn't get what he wanted. If someone has a field and it grew a bunch of weeds, he doesn't make a bracha Dayan Ha'emes because he never had a good crop. He just had weeds. But if a person has wine which turned to vinegar, or if a person had animals that died, his animals died, or his nechassim got burnt down, then he would make a Dayan Ha'emes because he had something and he lost it. Zok the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Person has to make a bracha on the unfortunate things that happen with a full heart. People who serve Hashem, even when bad things happen, it is they are happy with it because they know it's for their good. Since Hashem sent them this unfortunate thing, and they're makabalit beyahava, it comes out that through this unfortunate event that happened, they served Hashem, and serving Hashem brings them simcha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah called Dalak Adarash Mevarich. Ki ve'emes kol yisurin beim meguf aveim b'mamin hu akol kapara al avonis. All yisurin is a kapara on avonis. Kadeshle itzarech lis yasel asad lavi, so that when you come into Shemayim, you're not going to have yisurin. Sheshama einish hu harbe yisur gadol. Over there, the einish is much greater. Kadeisav medrash Yitzchak tavi yisurin. Yitzchak asked for yisurin. Hainush hu hikar gadol midas hadin shel asin. Yitzchak realized how great the midas hadin the asad lavi will be. Ukein ze amar gam kein David Hamelach al vashon. David Hamelach said the same thing. Some of you pachtecha b'sari mishpatecha yoreisi. V'tava ba'atma yisurim g'deishi yinaka mikola kol v'yistarach lifkod oid. David Hamelach also asked for yisurim. They were so scared, or maybe this means Yitzchak asked for yisurim. They were so scared of what's going to be. La asad lavi. Amar la kadosh baruch hu chayecha deratoy batem avakish mimcha animascha shenema v'hi kizak in Yitzchak v'techena eid amiris. That Hashem said, Yitzchak, you're asking for a good thing, so you shouldn't have to suffer. La asad lavi, and right away he got this yisurin of his, he couldn't see, he became blind, and that's actually the story of the brachas that Yaakov took from Esav, actually was able to happen because Yitzchak couldn't see properly because of that. Okay, we'll stop over here at Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet is really Wednesday's year, which is Yom Tiv, so we'll record that one after Yom Tiv. Today we learned the halachas of, we finished the halachas of making a bracha on water, on rain, which I don't know if it's practiced so much these days. A good svar not to practice it is because of the global world we live in, that we can import food from other places. We learned about the bracha of Ateva, Ametiv, and Dayan Ha'emes. Also not, there are many people that don't make these brachas so often. And the Primer Gadim said, "Kameduma shikayoyim matim brachas elu," and we understood the bracha of Dayan Ha'emes was when someone had something which he lost, and there was a discussion if someone marries someone just because of ulterior motives, but not because they actually want to marry that person. Let's say they want their wealth. Do they make a bracha? First of all, they would not make a bracha teva hametiv, but there is a tzad. They would even make Dayan Ha'emes. Then we come out that a person should not. And even based on what we said from the Bir Halacha, you only make Dayan Ha'emes when he had something which you lost. So therefore, someone who marries a woman which he does not want to marry would not make a bracha of Dayan Ha'emes because he didn't have anything which he lost. He just married this woman. Anyways, we'll stop over here with that. Wishing everyone a chag, kosher v'sameach, a good yontif, and we'll mirtz Hashem go weiter after the first days.